ദുഃഖാരി സത്യം നമുക്ക് അവരേത് ഇപ്പതീമ ദുഃഖായി മഹലുവീമ ദുഃഖായി വകേ മരണേ ദുഃഖായി ശോകക്കിരീമ വലപ്പീമ കൈ ദുഃഖ സിതഹി ദുഃഖ ശോകക്കിരീമ വന വേഹസയ യന മോഹു ദുഃഖവണ്ണാഹുയ അക്കമതി ദേഹ ഇക്വീമത് കമതി ദേഹ വെൻവീമത് കമതി ദേഹ നുലബീമത് നു ദുഃഖവണ്ണിയ കെട്ടിൻ കിയത്തൊത് ഉപാദാന കന്ത് പഹമ ദുഃഖവണ്ണിയ പക്ഷേ വെനമ തേരും കന്ന ജാതി നാം കവറേത് സോ Buddha says, Vaishnava is the noble truth of suffering. Birth is suffering, decay is suffering, death is suffering. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair are suffering. Not to get what one desires is suffering. In short, the five groups of existence are suffering. Now, in short, the five groups of existence are suffering. Buddha says, I am not sure what I am. I am not sure what I am. Buddha says, I am not sure මේ ඔක්කොම දුක් තියෙනේ රූපයට වේදනා සංඥා සංකාර විඥාන කියලා පහළ වෙන එක තමයි දුක කියලා කෙටියෙන් කියනවා. එතකොට එකින් එකට තේරුම් ගන්නවා ඒක කමන්නේ. පින්වතුනි ඔක්කොම පිළිවෙට බලාන යන්න තේරෙන්නේ නැතිව ස්කිප් කරන්න හැබැයි මතක තියාගන්න ඔක්කොම කියව කියව යන්න. තමන්ට ඒක කියවෙනකොට යම් දෙයක් වෙනවා. දැන් නෙමෙයි දැන් ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ ඊට පස්සේ හතරවෙනි පිටුවේ In the English one, it is said, in short, the five aggregates, five groups of existence. He tells the Buddha explains the different types of suffering, and then he says, "What is suffering? Suffering is not getting what one desires. To bring being subject to birth, there comes the desire. Oh, that we were not subject to birth." Oh, that no new birth was before us, subject to decay, disease, death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. The desire comes to them, oh, that we were not subject to these things. Oh, that these things were not before us. But this cannot be got by mere desiring. And not to get what one desires is suffering. And then it comes, and what in brief are the five groups of existence? Buddha says now, in short, all this so-called suffering is happening to these five things. Me dukha kiyala athi wenne me pahata. Me paha hata ganima thamai me duk kiyala api ekeka varga walin karanne. Sankshepen panchupadana skandeyo nam roopa vedana sanya sankara saha vinyana upadana skandeya yana mohiya. Getting cue thing then the Buddha in the 8th page the five groups of existence, what we call ourself, and what in brief are the five groups of existence? They are corporeality, feeling, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. Now, this is how Buddha describes, like the parts that we call ourselves. Mega tamai kotas, buddhuhandru api kila kiyanne. Rupyatino hemotama, danimatino, sanyavimatino, sankaratino, I will explain that. Okay. We all have a අපි ඔක්කොටම බඩි එකක් තියෙනවා කයක් තියෙනවා මේක එක විදියට මෙහෙම තේරුම් ගන්න පුළුවන් මේ කය කන කියලා ගමුකෝ ඒතර අරමුණු තියෙනවා බාහිරින් ඒ අරමුණු උත් අයිති වෙන්නේ රූප කොටස් වලට රූප වලට ඒතර ඒ අරමුණයි ඒ රූපයි කනයි හින්දා අපි කියමු කන ඇහෙන්නේ නැතුවම ඉඳලා අපි ඒ රූපයක් එතනට ගේනවා. ඒ කියන්නේ ශබ්දයක් එතනට ගේනවා. ශබ්දයක් ගේනකොට ওই දෙක හේතු කරන් සිද්ධ වෙන දෙයක් මොනවද වුණා කියලා. ඒ කියන්නේ අපි අසියෙන් ඉඳලා සිහින මොහොතක් තියෙනවා. පළවෙනිටම ශබ්දය ඇහෙන මොහොතක් තියෙනවා. ඒ ශබ්දය ඇහෙන මොහොතට මුල්ලට මෙනකොට මොකක්ද වෙන්නේ? ඒකට කියනවා විඥානය කියලා. ඒ සිහිය සිහිය එන එක. සිහිය එනවත් එක්කම දැනෙනවා. සිහිය ආව කියලා අපි දැනගන්නේ කොහමද? දැනීම එනවා. දැනීමත් එක්කම සංඥා වෙනවා. ඒකද ඒක සංඥා වෙනවා. දැන් සාමාන්‍යයෙන් දැනීම කියලා කියන්නේ එක්ක සැප එකක් හැටියට දුක එකක් හැටියට මධ්‍යස්ත හැටියට. සැප කියලා මේ දැනුනතින් ඒක මනින එකක් සැපයි දුකයි මධ්‍යස්ත කියලා මනින්නේ මොකක්ද? ඒ මනින එකට කියනවා සංඥා කියලා. සැපයි කියලා මෙන්නම රියැක්ෂන් එකක් වෙනවා එකපාරටම. ලෝභයෙන්. දුකයි කියලා වුණාම ද්වේෂයෙන්. එතකොට මධ්‍යස්තව අපි ඔහේ දන්නේ නැතුව හිටියොත් මෝහෙන්. ඉන්න එකත්. ඒතර ඔය රියැක්ෂන් එකට කියනවා සංඛාර කියලා. ඔක තමයි කර්ම කියලා කියන්නේ. සංඛාර පටිච්ච සමුප්පාදයේ ඔය කර්ම තියෙන හින්දා තමයි ඊට පස්සේ කර්ම හැම රැස් කරන හින්දා තමයි ඒක අපි නිකන් හිත හිත හිටියොත් එහෙම වෙලා මනෝ කර්ම වෙනවා. කටින් කිව්වොත් වචී කර්ම වෙනවා. කයෙන් කරොත් කාය කර්ම වෙනවා. ඕක තමයි අපේ සාමාන්‍යයෙන් ඒ process එක. ඉතින් මේ පංච උපාදාන ස්කන්ධිකම් පිංගුදල් පැහැදිලිද එතකොට? ඇහෙන් උත් එහෙමයි වෙන්නේ කන හැම ඉන්ද්‍රියකින්ම ඔහම තමයි වෙන්නේ. ඕක ටිකක් ওই විදිහට තියන්න ඕනේ. ඕකට තමයි මම කියන්නේ හැම දෙයක්ම වෙන්නේ. ඒක තේරුම් ගන්න ඉන්න ඕනේ. So I'll explain these five aggregates. The Buddha says five parts that make us five groups of existence. They are the corporeality, feeling, perception, mental formations and consciousness. This may be the first time you are hearing this, isn't it? Okay. No? They are maybe gone for retreats or whatever. Okay. The Buddha divides our existence, our being. We only know normally the body. Okay. And then we have another thing we call consciousness. We become conscious. So in the Eastern philosophies, it was well known. Consciousness is something separate from the body. Okay. And that is very close to, it is separate thing. It's not something, body is just taken as a vessel, a kind of a instrument for the consciousness to arise. So consciousness cannot arise without a body. It needs the body as a support. So now this, this is separated. Buddha is very, in this way, a great master. It's not easy to separate consciousness. But he separates this, its function. Okay, now when we are initially say we have the ear and the object are outside. So with the depending on that, when there's some kind of this thing, the initial consciousness, awareness that comes, that is called consciousness. Initial, suddenly when it's not this thing, that with consciousness, how do you know consciousness has arisen? There will be feeling, sensation. And what you feel, you will be, you will have either pleasant, unpleasant or neutral. And that judging, that discriminating which is pleasant, unpleasant, neutral is perception. And when it is, it's part of consciousness, you know, each it has a different function, but they are together, they are factors of consciousness. So as you perceive as pleasant, there's something that reacts with greed. If you perceive it as unpleasant, you react with aversion. If you perceive it as neutral, you react with delusion is called. So this reaction is called sankhara. So in the Hindu they think they also knew about it, they call it the samskar. Samskars. They also, these words were known, nama rupam and in Sanskrit, name and form and all this. So this were Buddha's time also, this knowledge was there. But this was not perfectly broken down. So Buddha always has, he would say 4, 5, exact, you know. He would define exactly. So, mostly in according to Buddha's teaching, neutral feeling is the one that normally with samadhi and dhyana, so he was not satisfied with that. He felt, he knew there was still consciousness. Because consciousness is there, wherever there you have a feeling. So you have three types of feelings, pleasant, unpleasant and neutral. So you have a neutral feeling means it's a state, like you're peaceful or blissed out or whatever, that means you are still having consciousness. So where there is consciousness, there will be name and form corresponding to that. And because of name and form, you will have rebirth. So he was concerned how to completely stop rebirth, even to higher types of existence or being. Because of his temporary nature, he was trying to find a solution. Then only he found this. So we are coming just what he explains that. So we have like eye, ear and object. With that we have consciousness arising, we call it ear consciousness then, conditioned by that. And then there is that, because of the contact, there's feeling. Because of feeling, as pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, you'll be judging due to, with perception. And if you perceive it as pleasant, you'll be reacting as with greed, unpleasant with aversion, and neutral like that. So this is what we also identify as me and I and all that. The ego comes associating this.